Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be when you have chosen to hit that play button. This is Stephen J. Kuzmina, the prosperity guy, or you never know what I'm going to show up as in any given moment. Hey, today we're going to talk a little bit about prosperity. We're going to talk a little bit about getting rid of stuff, elimination. You know, what are we holding on to? I want to share a little piece here from Charles Fillmore's classic work, the book called Prosperity. In Prosperity, Charles Fillmore says, we mold omnipresent substance with our mind and make from it all the things that our mind conceives. All the things that our mind conceives. I wanted to emphasize that. Oh, we'll get to that in a minute. If we conceive lack and poverty, we mold that. If we visualize with a bountiful eye, we mold plenty from the ever-present substance. There is perhaps no step in spiritual unfoldment more important than the one we are taking here. We must learn to let go, to give up, to make room for the things we have prayed for and desired. This is called renunciation or elimination. Sacrifice, it may even seem to some people. It is simply the giving up and casting away of old thoughts that have put us where we are, and putting in their place new ideas that promise to improve our condition. If the new ideas fail to keep this promise, we cast them away in their turn for others, confident that we shall eventually find the right ideas that will bring that which we desire. We always want something better than we have. It is the urge of progress, of development and growth. As children outgrow their clothes, we outgrow our ideals and ambitions, broadening our horizon of life as we advance. There must be a constant elimination of the old to keep pace with this growth. When we cling to the old ideals, we hinder our advance or stop it altogether. Boy, don't we do this all the time? I find myself doing this a lot. Just holding on to that new. We can see examples in our daily lives all the time, whether we're brand new to this new thought. This is really a good definition of new thought as well. New thought isn't some new fancy designer religion or spirituality that somebody just came up with. This is what new thought is. This is getting rid of our old way of thinking and having a new thought replace the old thought so we can consciously move into our field of experience, what we want to experience, our wishes, hopes, dreams, desires, and intentions. And we can't do that by holding on to the old ways of thinking. If we are, like Charles says, thinking about lack, thinking about and focusing on what we don't have, we can't move that new thing in. We can't mold it from the invisible spiritual substance, from the ethers, and make it manifest in our lives. This is where so many people get it wrong about affirmations and holding the dominant thoughts and visualizing. They tend to drift to the energy of what they don't have. So what they're really doing is moving into a consciousness of lack. I want that $1 million. I have that $1 million. I have that $1 million. But what's happening is that little voice, that little monkey chatter in the brain is going, no, you don't. No, you don't. Every time you affirm it. No, you don't. No, you don't. No, you don't. So we end up focusing on the lack of what we want, the lack of what we have. We have to get comfortable and we have to resonate with the vibration, the frequency of the words that we use first so they're accepting to our consciousness. But before we can even get to that part, I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit. We got to get to that place where we let go of the old way of thinking. What are some of the old patterns, the old thoughts, the old neural grooves that we have made in our consciousness? Money doesn't grow on trees. Only the crooked get rich. Money is evil. What are we holding on to? Here's a good example of how this works. Say you want to go buy a whole bunch of new books. Say you want to get into this way of thinking, and people delve into their spirituality all the time. They go buy a bunch of books. And on the bookshelf, well, maybe there's a whole bunch of old books. Maybe they haven't read them. Maybe they're just fiction. And maybe they're just stuff that has been poured into our minds or their minds. And they no longer really delve into that material. And now they're scratching their head. Where do I put all these new books on spirituality I bought? Well, it's time to clear that bookshelf off. Give those away. Toss them out. Get rid of them. Give them to somebody that might fill a void in their lives. And make room for the new books on the shelf. This is what we're doing in our mind. We're clearing our consciousness. We're clearing the bookshelf of our mind and putting something new in there, a new way of thinking, holding our intention and desire, saying, yeah, I got room for you. We're telling the universe, move it in, I am ready. We see this a lot when coaches talk about relationship work. They tell the ladies out there, hey, make room in your closet, get rid of some of those clothes and make some room for the man's clothes to move in, or vice versa, guys. So this is the clearing we're doing. This is what we're talking about. This is what Charles is talking about here. Just as assuredly as we hold on to those new thoughts of abundance, of prosperity, of plenty, of our dreams, wishes, and intentions, our desires, what that pot of gold looks like, in our little place somewhere over the rainbow, so it will be made manifest. But assuredly, as we hold those thoughts of lack and limitation and the old things that have not served us, well, we can manifest more of the same too. We hear that quote that says, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting different results. We can't think the same thoughts that we've thought our whole life and expect to manifest something different in our lives than what we have right now, because we are a result, a product of what we have thought up until this point. So if you want something different, you have to cast away the old thoughts and move into new thoughts that support everything that you want to experience. It takes some work. It takes some practice. Sure, affirmations can work. They can work for you, but it's not the affirmation itself. It's the feeling tone. It's the emotion that we put with the affirmation, and it's the believability of what we are affirming. Sometimes I teach people, if they can't really believe the affirmation that they are saying over and over again, let's just start with words. Let's just start with the vibration and the frequency of the words first before we're affirming and claiming that thing or that person or that place is ours. Just sit with that in quiet meditation and silence the words that you want to see manifest in your lives. It can be wealth, harmony, peace, love. Just say the words over and over and over again. See, what we're doing here is we're building up that new thought in our consciousness. We're not affirming, I have $1 million in my bank account, and hearing that monkey chatter that says, no, you don't, no, it don't, which is actually supporting that old thought. What we're doing is we're conditioning our minds to move to a different frequency. It's just like if we want to listen to classical music, we change the dial. We change the dial from the news talk, the negative news talk radio, and we move into that new thought. And you can do this, and you can do this now. So let's start talking about that new day and what that looks like. We make the shift. We change the dial on the radio station. We change the music in our lives. We change the tone, and we change the feeling. Yeah, we can all do this. We can step into that which feels good. We can think about that which feels good. We can think about what we want to experience in our lives and hold that thought, those thoughts dominant. And we can move to that place and we can make this shift and we can have that clarity. And we get rid of the old thoughts and we get rid of the old way of thinking, and physically we make that room in our lives too. We move out the old and make room for the new. We change the dial. Yes. We say yes. We say yes. I can change my mind. I can change my thoughts. Which means I can change my life. And I can do this right now in this moment when I'm listening to these words. Yes, I can make a choice right now to think a new thought. To open myself to receive and say yes to all that I want. We live in a universe that is benevolent and wants to give. We just have to ask in the right way. We just have to raise our vibration and frequency to what we want. What is it you want? You can have it all. You couldn't even think the desire. You couldn't even have the feeling of wanting if it wasn't already yours in the realm of possibility and potential. So I invite you this day to think a new thought. To move all those wishes, hopes, dreams, and desires front and center and say, yes, I can do this. Stephen Jacobs Mina.